Howdy fans, Making A Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making A Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won't. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't.
Well, good morning, rodeo fans and Making A Maniacs. That's right. It is time for another Making A Morning Show right here on MakingARodeo.com. And we're back at it, back home in Wynette, Oklahoma, ready to kick things off. But, of course, you know, joining me would be none other than the Australian girl, the girl from down under herself, Miss Katie Bartlett. So, Katie, welcome to Wynette, Oklahoma.
Thank you. I love it out here. It's so green compared to Denver, Colorado.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, we have not had a whole lot of snow out here this year. And, you know, we have had some great weather. We've been really fortunate. Now, I believe the summer is going to be kind of hot here, but definitely had a great spring. But what do you think? I mean, we have had a fantastic weekend, Miami, Oklahoma. What a wild one that one was.
Oh, yeah, Miami was a hit. There were so many ropers in the slack on Thursday, and then the two performances Friday and Saturday night were huge. Saturday night, I cannot believe how the crowd went wild for Bucky. Those kids were hanging off Bucky and photos, and I don't think Bucky had enough time to get to everybody. That I was just so amazed by the turnout and how much they loved him.
Well, you know, and that was the really cool thing. And you know, of course, Bucky came out just a little bit before the mutton busting and really kind of set a tone, got the fans energized. I mean, we kind of accomplished the goals with Bucky, what we wanted to do with him, and that was to set the tone, to energize the crowd, and they were fired up when rodeo started, and it just got bigger and better. I mean, from the time the bareback started, the horses bucked, it was great weather, the cowboys came to ride, and I'm talking about, it was just fired up. The energy that was there was huge and really set the tone for the entire event.
Oh, definitely. And the great thing about that event, like they kept saying, it's one major rodeo of the year a few times now, and it you know, proved itself to us. I'd never been there before, but they had NFR guys turning out there, you know, past champions, current guys on the circuit. You know, it just goes to show that when those top guys turn up to a rodeo like that, that it really is a good deal. There really is good stock from G-Money Rodeo. I was so impressed with their stock, especially on Friday night. I got to talk to Steve, and Steve was telling me about two bulls that he had bucking out, and they actually bucked out in the slack after the event. But boy, oh boy, that one black bull that bucked out, the rider did make a ride, which I was so excited for, but that was just such an amazing ride, really exciting as well.
Well, you know what? Speaking of this weekend in Miami, I believe we've actually got somebody, one of our good friends that we've had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with out there, and the guy behind the microphone all weekend long, Mr. Monty Stevie, with us. So, Monty, are you with us here on the Making A Morning Show?
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Oh, we are doing great, man. Have you recovered yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for another one.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you what, after the energy and the excitement and the crowd turnout and the rodeo performance itself this weekend, man, I just don't know how they can get much better than that one.
No, it was a great rodeo. I talked to Bob Carter. president up there again yesterday and just reiterated to him that, man, don't change a thing that you're doing, because that was just an absolutely wonderful rodeo on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know what the cool thing is, Monty, is Bob's already asked us to come back again next year. So we'll be back there and hanging out with the G-Money Rodeo crew and yourself. Should be a good time. A lot to look forward to for the year.
Yeah, I after I got home yesterday, and I got home about 4:30 Sunday morning, drove through a pretty good storm to get home, but after I got home Thursday morning and kind of got my thoughts about me, I finally picked up my phone and looked, and I had tons of messages from people that were watching all over back here at home, and then I had my daughter who lives out of Kentucky now. She was watching from out there, so a lot of people are watching this rodeo from a lot of different places.
You know, and that's the cool thing is it's not just in the U.S. I mean, we've had, you know, of course, we've got the girl from Down Under, and all her family from Australia was able to tune in. So, I mean, how cool was that?
Yeah, I think it's just awesome what you guys are doing, bringing rodeo, you know, right to people's living room. It's just awesome. So sometimes, you know, for whatever reason, a person can't get out to a rodeo, but still wants to watch it, even in their hometown, you know, they could just pull it up right there, and it's a great deal.
Was that the first time that you had met Bucky, Monty?
Yes, it was, and we had a great time. I don't understand what his problem was during the calf scramble, but he couldn't stay on his feet for some reason. But, he was great.
Well, hey, Monty, I'll tell you what. Next year, we'll see if you want to get out there, and we'll tie $10 on you and see how long you stay on your feet.
I didn't think he'd last very long.
You know, the funny thing is, though, Katie, is Monty only stands about 4 foot something. So, you know, he would never see him piled up with those kids.
That's why they always put me in the announcer stands, so I'm a little bit higher.
Hey, Monty, Scott said that, not me. Let's just get, you know, Scott said that comment. What did you think
of
that?
How you doing this morning? You did a great job.
Pardon?
I said, how are you doing this morning? You did a great job this weekend.
Thank you. I just curled out of bed. Scott had coffee ready for me, so I'm a happy girl right now.
I can believe that. You didn't get out of bed up there until 12 o'clock, you say.
Hey, what can I say? I'm not a morning person, okay?
Obviously not.
What did you think of the stock? I'd never seen G-Money before, and I was really impressed with all their stock.
Oh, I've worked with G-Money for a lot. I knew what to expect, and that you expect nothing but the best when it comes to G-Money rodeo. That's why we were in the 80s, in the high 80s in the bareback riding. We were in the high 80s in the saddle bronc riding, in the 80s in the bull riding. You know, we only rode two bulls and had some really good guys there to match up. I thought we'd ride five or six of them. We ended up only riding two bulls. So, you know, that speaks of itself. And then he posted yesterday on the internet the scores, the times, the money of that rodeo. And if you go back and look at the results, or the overall results of that rodeo, it just blows your socks off. You think, man, you had to be big time scores. You had to be fast times. And, man, there was a lot of money on the line.
Oh, definitely. And one of my favorite rides was by JD, who actually won the saddle bronc ride. You know him pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, and, you know, I talked to J.D. after the rodeo Saturday night, and I told him, I said, you know, that was – a lot of people look at that horse and look at that ride and think, man, that was easy. He got the job done. But that's not such the case, because that horse really wants to pull you – really wants to pull you over the front, really wants to bring you down. And J.D. really picked that horse up and did a really nice job, because that horse bucks a lot of people off. He's a lot harder to ride than what he looks.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to even mention the crew that worked behind the scenes with G-Money Rodeo. I know Brandon Wren was behind there and a lot of other guys. That worked so smoothly and so quickly, you know, down the end, grabbing the calves and steers out from the roping events and the bulls and the pickup men. That was just a really good, you know, crew that they put together down there.
Yeah, and, you know, we started that rodeo at 7:30. And when Jason Savory said goodnight at the end of the night, at the end of the concert, at the end of the night, it was 11:30. So we put a lot of rodeo action in, had a concert and everything, and everybody was driving out there at 11:30 and headed to the house. So it was a lot of packed high octane packed energy in there in a very short window. But yeah, that's what makes it go, is all the guys behind the scenes that are you know, doing their job to the very best ability. And what a rodeo. It was a great rodeo.
Mm-hmm. What do you think attracts so many people to this rodeo? Because when I was driving down on Thursday and I heard that they had slack of over like 200, you know, ropers, you know, that is huge. Why do you think so many people come down to this event?
Well, the money. I mean, Glenn Jackson worked 7.5 seconds and made $1,500.
Yeah.
You know, and the professionalism, they know they're going to come to a good rodeo. They know that they're going. There's a lot of money on the line, and they know there's going to be good contestants, and they're going to. It's going to take. You know, it takes our very best to put on a rodeo, but it's going to take that contestant's very best ability to win that rodeo, and it's all going to have to come together, and it's going to have to be one of their biggest runs of the year, right off the bat, right out of the box, the first of the year, and that's what rodeo is all about. You want to be up against the best competitors. You want to be up against the best animals, and come out on top.
Well, you know, Monty, this was the first of the Custom Camper Series for the 2012 season and really set the tone for the entire year. You know, now that the competition was so thick out there and so tough, I mean, the Cowgirl Breakaway, we didn't know who was going to be – we didn't have a clue who was going to be crowned the champion and win the buckle there until after the breakaway there Saturday. It came down to the wire, didn't it?
Yeah, they won it on Saturday night. Jimmy Beth Turner split it with J.C. Hudspeth. J.C. roped on Thursday night during the slack, and she ended up splitting the win, but it was Jimmy Beth Foreman right there at the end of the rodeo. I think she was the second to the last to rope, and she threw down a 2-9 as well. Lindsay Hughes come in there on Saturday night with a 3-2. I believe she won second and third or third and fourth, and I mean, it ain't never over till that last barrier's popped.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to talk about the awesome announcer that we had there Friday and Saturday night.
Well, that's all they could afford.
I mean, I kind of expected this really tall, strong, buff guy, and we got Monty. But you have a great voice for it, I just got to say. But speaking of that, what I was really impressed is you knew a lot of those competitors, pretty much all of those competitors, and there was actually one girl in the breakaway roping, and I can't remember her name, but when she came out, you were able to tell all the spectators and all of our spectators online that girl was actually told she wasn't allowed to ride again, and she, you know, cowgirled up and got out there, and I think she made a 3.1-second breakaway time.
Yeah,
but it was really cool that you know all these guys, and you can tell everyone stories like that and how tough these people are and how much they just love it.
Well, that was Lindsay Hughes. Yeah, she ended up 3-1, 3-2, and ended up placing there in the breakaway roping. But what people forget is rodeo cowboys and cowgirls, all of us, is a big family. And just like you and your family, you keep up with your sister and your brother and your cousin, and we keep up with each other. We know what everybody's doing, and especially when somebody's sick or hurt or in trouble in the rodeo world, we're all one big family, and we pull together, and we'll come and help you, and we'll give you the shirt off our back, and we'll try to do anything we can to get you back up. And it's just unfortunate that Lindsay's fighting this disease. And the doctors did. They told her to quit riding horses. And that's one thing you don't tell a cowboy or a cowgirl is to quit riding horses, because it's just impossible to do. And, man, that was the highlight of the rodeo for me on Saturday night, when I was able to tell that story and then Lindsay back in there and fire one off. And, I mean, it was just a wonderful. That was the highlight of the rodeo for me.
Yeah, well, you know, Monty, let's talk about what you have planned for this year, man, because, you know, it's so entertaining to have you out there, and hopefully we get to a lot more events where you're going to be announcing, because the announcer really has to set a tone for the fans that are out there, and we had such a great turnout that, you know, the fans really responded to you out there announcing. But where can some of these fans online go to find out about where you're going to be?
Well, my webpage is in the works right now. I've got this Australian girl that's supposed to be working on it. I don't know if she's very good or not, but she's supposed to be working on Well, I haven't seen, I've only seen one deal of her work, and I don't know, I'm still kind of debating it. But anyway,
once he,
I haven't got my webpage going, huh?
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Well, I'm trying to get a webpage up and going, but I'm going to be in Paris, Texas next week. I'm going to be in the Stillwell, Oklahoma at the Strawberry Festival, and, you know, it's just kind of hard to follow me unless you just kind of know where I'm going right now. But we're working on that, and we're going to get things changed up. So
well,
follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook.
Well, excellent. And they can follow you at Monty Stevie, right?
Yep. Yep.
You bet. Well, I got to tell you, Monty, we appreciate you down there this weekend, and your interaction with the fans that were able to tune in online was just, second to none. I mean, it was really entertaining for the fans that were able to watch online. And, you know, we look forward to getting out there to more of these events. And of course, you know, a lot of them, you know, with that rodeo family like you're talking about with G-Money Rodeo, man, we really did have a great time. And hanging out there at the Making 8 Rodeo Network deal afterwards and watching a great concert there was just, man, it was so much fun.
Yeah, it's a blast. It really is, so.
Well,
boys, I've got some cattle to go get in and get ready to start getting down the road to the next one.
You bet, Monty. Well, listen, take care of yourself, man. Best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you down that rodeo road.
Well, I tell you what, you and Katie did a wonderful job, and it was my privilege to work with you guys.
Thanks, Monty. Behave yourself.
Thank you. All righty.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye, right, guys.
That's Monty Stevie there. You can find him there on Facebook, and don't miss out on an opportunity, you know, to go see him. He is a fantastic announcer, and we really had a lot of fun with him. Katie, we have got a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Have you, you know, this was something that came across, but have you ever heard of this series called the Professional Rough Stock Series?
No, not really.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, and I've had an opportunity to kind of catch up on it a little bit here over the last couple of weeks. There's been a lot of talk about it, and it's kind of one of the hottest things going right now. And I believe that we've actually got a caller on the line. Wouldn't you know it, we do. We're going to talk with a guy If our phone would back off and stop ringing. but we've actually got a guy here that knows a little about it, so we're going to sit back and see if we can't learn a little bit more about the Professional Rough Stock Series. Now, this guy has been known in the Professional Bull Riders. He has made a name for himself. We've seen him at finals. He's a pretty reputable guy, but I haven't heard from him in a long time. So we're going to talk with none other than professional bull rider Spud Whitman. Spud, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you, and welcome to the Making 8 Morning Show.
Well, I appreciate it. Nice to be on here.
Yes, sir. Well, I got to tell you, there's been a lot of talk here in the rodeo community about this series that started up, this Professional Rough Stock Series, man. Tell us a little bit about what you have going on.
Well, what it is it's bareback saddle bronc and bull riding. You know, like anything, when you retire from something, and when I retired from bull riding, try to figure out what you're going to do next and which direction you're going to go. And I always felt like, you know, coming up through the PBR and everything and going, you know, PRCA rodeos was the original deals that we went to and rodeoing. You had a lot of friends that rode barebacks and saddle broncs. And I guess in my opinion, I felt like there was always something there that the people would want to see. So what we did here a couple of years ago, we formed this, and real excited. This year has been our really big breakout year. You know, we got actually got a tour. Unbelievable. And got 10 stops, and finals will be in Dodge City, Kansas, September 22nd, 23rd, and just real excited with what's going on.
Well, you know, Spud, I've got to talk to you about that because, you know, coming from the Southeast and being around a lot of these rodeos and being out here in Oklahoma now, the professional rodeos that you see out here, Bareback and saddle bronc we're finding a lot less of. We're finding a lot less of athletes. Is this something that you guys are developing where, I mean, we've seen some of the top-ranked guys that are competing in this series, but is this something also that, you know, some of these other younger guys are going to have an opportunity to compete for some great money for?
Well, I that's our whole plan and our goal. I think when you look at the bareback and saddle bronc riding, bareback riding being a very physically demanding sport, I think sometimes if you don't have, you know, let's look back through the bull riding years, when everything broke out with what was going on there, every Tom, Dick, and Harry was buying a bull rope because they wanted to ride bulls. They wanted to be like their heroes they seen on TV. Naturally, we're kind of a startup business and trying to make headway here. We are fortunate. We are on Altitude Sports, which is on Direct and Dish. And so I think by giving the people, building a fan base and building, getting folks to where they get to see it in their household every weekend, I think as we grow and develop, yes, the dollar amounts will go up. These guys will be riding for a considerable amount of money. And, yes, I do think it'll turn it around to where your young guys in high school and stuff, you want to grow up and be like those guys. So we all seen it. We all did it. And I think it's a great opportunity. You know, just like anything this first year, we know we're going to these events and we're fresh. We're new. I compare it to, we're kind of like the new hot chick that just joined your high school, and all the guys are wanting to ask her to prom, but they're a little nervous to go up and talk to her. But once they've came to one of the events and seen the animal athletes, you look at the horses we bring. There's 12 in each event, 12 guys, and lots of times we'll have 8, 9 different stock contractors just because you're trying to showcase the best on the best.
Well, and I've got to tell you, you guys have really put together what seems to be a really good matchup. I mean, you guys have some of the top professional cowboys in all of the events. I mean, you've really reached out. You've got Casey Fields. You've got Sean Miner, Casey Coletti. You know, I mean, Heath Ford, just the names go on, and that's just in the bareback, you know, and then in the saddle bronc, of course, you've got the Wright brothers, and those guys are so dominant as it is at every event they attend. And then down in the bull riding, you guys have guys like, just looking down here at the list, you've got Bobby Welch, who's, NFR qualifier, but then you've also got guys like McKinnon Wimberly who's competing. So, the talent that is there is second to none. These guys have recognized that this is a really great association and something to be a part of to compete for some really good money, and it seems like they're really jumping on board with this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's exciting to see see the guys that they've really got behind it when the entries close. It's unbelievable. We got through Gillette was the first one, or Billings, and then Gillette, and then Lexington, Kentucky was the next one. And talked to the secretary, and she was like, "My gosh, there's 38 saddle bronc riders entered, 18 of them, NFR guys and what have you." So. So it's just like anything. You're a startup deal. You're slightly understaffed, and so you've got plenty of stuff to do, and you're faced with a lot of different things. But I think if we keep putting things together, and it's so critical the first year and on how you're doing stuff. But if we keep throwing it out there and giving the people something to see. Naturally, it's fun to see how the sponsor deal's coming together now, and just keep moving that ball forward. I think we really, really have something to offer for the folks. You look at it; it's the entertainment business. Lots of entertainment out there nowadays. So you kind of got to try to change things up and stay at the front of everything.
Absolutely. Well, you know, just a couple weeks ago, we had the pleasure of having Chad Nicholson here on our Making 8 morning show, and he actually talked a lot about it, which was one of the first times we really kind of heard about it, the Professional Rough Stock Series. But he is actually going to be on the Television Broadcasting Network, which is a new kind of a change of pace for Chad because he's usually the arena announcer. But then you guys have brought in an arena announcer that I think a lot of fans know very well in Justin McKee. Now, how exciting is that for the fans that are able to get out there to these events?
Yeah, you know, it makes a difference, Justin McKee. I mean, he's so fun because you give him an idea and he runs with it. He knows the game. He's been around it, and he's teamed up with a guy, Steve Godard from California, and the two of them, they – in my opinion, do an extraordinary job. They do a really good job there with that. And like you say, Chad, it's different for him being on the television side. It's different for all of us. You know, you got myself and Hawkeye Monty Henson and Chad. It is a good thing that we aren't actually live because after cut 46, it's getting a little wore out, so we're lurking and we're trying to pick up the pieces and figure it out. But it has been a fun year so far.
I bet. Well, you know, that is really interesting that you bring that up. Now Monty Hawkeye Henson is got to be one of the, you know, the most exciting guys to listen to, and he is really a funny guy. And then you put him up there with yourself and Chad Nicholson. That's got to be a great broadcasting crew, and we can't wait to tune into more of these events, and it's really great that you guys actually have it on the satellite networks.
Yes, yeah, it's good. You know, go to professionalroughstock.com. Last week they released the new website. We're excited to get that done. That seemed like that was when you're talking to a man like myself that does not run a computer very well, it was exciting to see what they got done there with that. And tune in.
Oh, absolutely. You can bet that we will. And we'll actually, you know, weekly we try on making8rodeo.com, we try to keep up to date on what's going on with several of the you know, rodeo events and things like that, and if it's okay with you, we'd sure enough like to be able to help the fans out there and post your links up on our website so they can go over there, because this really is it's exciting to see for the sport of rough stock, not just for one particular event like bull riding, you know, but this opens up the door for rough stock in general. And you know, rough stock is a demanding sport, whether it is bull riding or bareback, you know, or even saddle bronc. You know, these guys are really putting it out there, and the productions are just fantastic. From what I understand and what Chad has had to say about it, these events are just so exciting.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I know we're looking forward to Fresno. That's the next one, June 2nd, right after that, we're back here at my hometown, Belle Fouche, June 8th, South Dakota. So yeah, it's kind of a busy little fun schedule, but coming together. And I believe next week, I think we'll try to have Casey Field talk to you guys. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, that'll be real exciting for us, and we look forward to that. You know, Casey's a great guy, and we have not had an opportunity to hear him or have him on our show yet. So, yeah, that'll be exciting for the fans to be able to tune in and get, you know, one of the athletes' perspectives on this new association that's breaking out, you know. Now, are you guys trying to work around these guys' schedules with the Professional Rodeo Association and all?
Well, you know, like anything, when you first sat down, you know, a year ago, you're trying to put a tour together, and naturally you're late. It feels like you're always behind, you know, and so you sit there, and yes, you try to figure out how to maneuver around some of the other deals so the athletes can go to them. But when it really broke down, it was like, goodness, you call the Civic Center, well, they don't have a date open on this date, you can take this date, it really is, I've been telling people, riding bulls was easy, putting stuff like this together can kind of be a workout, and when it all boils down to it, it's like, you know, you just kind of got to go with it, and hope it works out, because if you're trying to plan around something, you know, it's kind of like the guys when we talk to them about trying to figure out who, how to go about who gets in what, and kind of an, you know, elimination. Okay, do we take 80% NFR guys? Do we do this 20% random draw? You know, like the guys said, and we ask them. I mean, they're the guys packing their hand in there and getting on. Their thought was, well, we're building our own association. Let's go off our standings. And so, like I say, it's fun. We're looking really forward to 2013. For once, we're kind of ahead of the ball. So that tour deal should be looking really good next year. Just like anything, the 2013 season, we have so many guys wanting to come now that it's starting to look like, well, we're going to need to start selling membership cards. We're gonna need to probably start a kind of a minor league kind of deal to start moving some guys up through. So it's been exciting.
Wow.
Just a fun ride. I really appreciate the support and what we've had so far, and looking forward to what we've got in the future.
Excellent, man. And it really is exciting to, like I said, to see these things develop like this. You know, you're talking about 2013 and what you guys have to look forward to. Now, are the events that you have on the schedule right now, are they all indoors, civic center type events where the fans can come out and watch? Or is that something you guys are looking forward to for 2013?
Yes. You know, it just seems that now Belle Fouche naturally is outdoors here at the Black Hills Roundup Grounds. You know, I'm not really. We're not really opposed to going outdoors. That's not it. It just feels. If you ever notice when you put a bunch of people in a civic center, the volume and the noise and the energy kind of has a different feel to it. I think with the civic center deal, it kind of fits us a little better, but. Sure, not opposed to going outdoors, you know. It's kind of, I guess, neither here nor there. It's just really trying to put a good show together and giving the people something to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we look forward to it, and I cannot wait to get out and attend, you know, our first Professional Rough Stock Series event. I mean, like I said, just a couple weeks ago with Chad Nicholson on board with us was the first time we've really gotten a grip on what this association is all about. And, you know, of course, when we heard that Spud Whitman himself is one that is really putting this thing together, I said, man, I haven't even heard the name for a while. So what – I mean, outside of this, I mean, how long has it been since you've been off the Professional Bull Riders, and maybe talk to some of the fans about some of the things that you've done over the last little bit?
Oh, I think the 2002 was the last finals I went to. 2003 kind of had some health issues and stuff, and that kind of shut me down. You know, life takes you through a lot of different changes. Seems like kind of fought back, and then 2006 was worked out pretty hard and was looking forward to getting back. And then about midway through the season, I got a lovely wife, Candace, and two boys, Brody and Dakota, and it kind of hit me that it was actually me and Dave Sampson. We were leaving a rodeo in Sykeston, Missouri, and I told him I just got on my last one. And he's like, typical deal, what are you talking about? You're going to make finals. I'm like, I see in Vegas. I'm ready to go home, you know. So I came home, and like I say, it so many people, they look at me as, okay, so you started this deal. Well, trust me, it's not just me. I'm fortunate to have a pretty good team and a good crew. And when you put these events on, it's not a one man band. It takes a lot of. You got your sponsors, your marketing, and of course we have our own TV broadcasting crew. They come in, and it's quite a little play, but fortunate to have a lot of good help.
You know, and that is so important. And I've got to tell you, Spud, you know, your story that you share is real similar to mine as well. You know, I mean, I rode bulls in the Southeast, you know, up until 2007, and then I got hurt pretty bad. And, you know, while I was laying there at home recovering, you know, I said, you know what, you know, we – I want to. I still want to be around the sport because it's not just, you know, just like everybody posts out there and you see it in the social media as well. You know, cowboy is not a sport. It's a way of life. And, you know, being around these rodeos and having the time with your families, you know, and being able to bring your families out there is so important. And it's a lifestyle that we live. So, you know, you work at developing something that you can still do to be a part of it, but sometimes you got to go outside the box. You can't just stick with the typical things, and that's what you, you know, it looks like that you have done here with the Professional Rough Stock Series, and that's exactly what we have done here with Making 8 Rodeo Network. So we do share a lot in common with that, and man, I got to tell you, you know, your passion for what you're doing here is really what is carrying you guys, and from the words that we have, building that team, you know, getting those supporters like Justin McKee and Chad Nicholson, you know, Monty Hawkeye Henson, and then all the top athletes. Man, it's so great that you can build that together and really develop something that is going to really reach out to the rodeo community and bring something new and exciting.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. If you're going through life and you ain't trying to change things and make something better, I think you might as well sit on the couch and watch Oprah, because you need to get out there and be a part of it. You know, another exciting deal we just added that we're tickled about, Anna Hunt. She's on the Texas Women Show, you know, and we just added her to be our lady that does the interviews. So
wow.
It'll be fun to break her out of the box there in Fresno and let her do the interviews. So like you say, though, as you build – if you can keep building, just like what you guys are doing with your radio show and stuff, I think it's tremendous. I hadn't heard of you guys, and of course, sometimes you're so busy paying attention to everything else that's got to go on that you don't realize what else is happening. But, yeah, you guys are building things. Looks like you're headed the right way, and we'll have fun going the same route.
Absolutely, and we definitely want to run side by side with you. We want the fans to be able to know more about the Professional Rough Stock Series, and like I said, we certainly want to keep up with you guys. I really appreciate the opportunity and you guys helping bring Casey Field on with us next week, and we'll look forward to that. You know, we're going to continue to keep plugging this and really following along with this association and what you guys have to offer. And, you know, the cool thing is you're not just doing it around one particular state or one focused demographic area. You guys, I mean, are going from, you know, like you said, Belfouche, yeah, Fresno, Kentucky, you know, I mean, so you guys are going all over, which is opening up the opportunity for these fans to really get out and see your events.
Yeah, I got a kick out of one guy was asking me. He said, "How do you decide where you're going?" I wish we had a staff that could sit there and tell you this is a good spot to go. You know, you'll knock one out of the park and pack the stands here. But realistically, when it's all said and done, you kind of got a picture of the United States and you throw a dart at it and then you try to put it together and go. You know, Abilene, Texas, that was fun. I got the biggest kick out of being there in Abilene and all the people. We were in there like a week before, you know, doing some marketing. And they're like, are these guys really coming? Yeah, these guys are coming. So it's fun to get to take this. And like I say, it's our first year. We pretty well know when we head out and go to an event you know, we may not pack the stands, but if we can keep feeding it, keep putting it out there, build a fan base, I think we're heading the right direction.
Well, you can bet that we are certainly going to do everything that we can to help you on that side as well, whether it be through our social media or our website, you know, making8rodeo.com. We're going to absolutely continue to keep promoting you guys out there because I believe that what you guys are doing is something, like you said, it's fresh and exciting for the sport, and rodeo needs that just like anything else. You know, you see changes in every other sporting event. You know, some people don't adapt well to change, but the fact is that you have to have it in order to be able to advance and to grow. So, like I said, I just tip my hat to you, and I think that what you guys are doing is fantastic, and we certainly want to help out in any way we can.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll have Kevin get with you, and he'll get Casey lined up. And you watch old Casey, boy, he's a real talker.
Oh, he is. You know, now we've had the opportunity to watch him at the Wrangler National Finals, and my my co-host, who's actually back here behind the scenes, she's here from Australia, Katie Bartlett, and she had the opportunity to interview Casey and spend some time down with him during the Wrangler National Finals. So we when I had said that he would potentially be on our show, she said, "Oh boy, this is going to be a good one." So we look forward to it.
Well, guys, I sure appreciate it. You guys have a good day. Good talking to you.
Absolutely, Spud. You guys take care, and best of luck to you. We'll see you here at one of these events coming up.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Well, fans, that was Spud Whitman there, and he is running the Professional Rough Stock Series, and I will tell you right now, you've got to go to ProfessionalRoughStock.com and find out more information about it, because, like I said, top-ranked cowboys, and they have events, you know, breaking out. They've got 10 on the books here for this year, and a lot more planned for 2013. You guys have a firsthand opportunity to see guys like Justin McKee out there at these events, Anna Hunt. You know, you don't want to pass up those opportunities to be out there. I think that what they're doing is great and is going to be really exciting, so make sure you guys stay tuned. Katie, we've got to take a short break, and when we come back, we still have PBR to talk about, PRCA. I'm telling you, how busy is this? It's been a fantastic weekend, obviously, with Rodeo Miami, and we've got more events coming up too. We're going to be hitting the road this weekend, so lots of events coming your way, fans, so make sure to stay tuned here to the Making 8 Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. Hey, it is Monday. We got to get it fired up. I know it's, you know, we've got a long and busy work week to get things ready to go out this next weekend. So, fans, we are here with you. Make sure to get a grip here on a Monday. Stay tuned to the Making 8 Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Had a ball fight.
Howdy, rodeo fans, maniacs, and buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out making8rodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Bull Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making 8 Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have Rodeo Chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.
Welcome back, fans, to the Making 8 Morning Show right here on making8rodeo.com. So, Katie, now we were obviously, like I said, had the opportunity to be at the 2012 M&M Custom Camper Series kickoff with G-Money Rodeo at Rodeo Miami. And, man, great event. But there was so much other bull riding and rodeo that went on. The Mohegan Sun Invitational. Now, last year they did not have a PBR event there in Connecticut. I know fans were a little upset, but they had a great turnout this year. And they got to see some pretty exciting things this weekend in Mohegan Sun. The PBR has really stepped up this year, and it was very interesting to see how everything played out. They had started up the 15-on-15 matchup, top 15 bulls go up against top 15 riders. And, well, congratulations to Austin Meyer, who we've had here right here on the Making 8 Morning Shows. You know, to have Austin come out, he's been kind of struggling a little bit, so to see him out there, you know, was really interesting. Now, guys really took their share of shots, and we're just looking there on PBRnow.com. Valderon took a huge shot and was actually backboarded out. He's supposed to be released from the hospital this morning. So the current world number one, man, he took a huge blow. What's this going to do? I mean, do you think he's going to be able to ride next week? You know, what do you think, Katie?
I think he'll be able to get back on. Like we spoke about the other day, JB Mooney, you know, he hurt his hand, and just within 2 weeks, he fell from the top position as well. So, you know, depending on how serious the injury is and what the doctors say, these guys are going to keep getting back on because it is so close right now. You know, with those top riders switching from first to second to third to fourth and back again. So I think he'll get back on. I think he will, because he won't want to lose that top spot. He'll want to hold on to it.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's great that you mentioned that. J.B. Mooney, you know, now he had injured his riding hand, broke his fingers, had to have surgery. Has it put in a cast, decides he's going to ride with his free hand and come back right away. He struggled this weekend. I'm not counting J.B. Mooney out yet, I mean, by any means. There's still a lot of rodeo, a lot of bull riding left here in the season. I'm not going to count him out. Had the opportunity. Now, he did take a shot in round two, actually got hung up with his you know, his hand. I don't know what that's going to do to him for next week. Or maybe that might be something that he could sit out on, maybe take a little bit further break. What I saw was him in that cast, and I believe that really was an issue for him, is being able to control that free hand, which is now in a cast, and it's typically his riding hand. I think that's what caused him to struggle a little bit this week, and hopefully if he is going to compete this next weekend, he'll be able to get back out there and maybe get on some practice bulls and really try to focus on that and work those kinks out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know that he is planning on riding in Connecticut. Like I said, he'll keep riding, too, no matter how hard it is. I'm sure that he's calling his doctors right now saying, get this damn thing off me. But, yeah, I think they're all going to go ahead and ride, and, you know, nothing's going to stop them right now. It's just way too close. And if you let it slip now, by the time the finals comes around and it comes down to dollars, you know, they'll look back and be like, I should have cowboyed up and got on. So you're going to see all these top riders still going. You're going to keep seeing injuries. That's just, you know, how the sport goes. But
That's the best part about it, watching these guys cowboy up and keep going.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you know, obviously, like I said, you know, JB really got out there, made a statement that he is still wanting to compete, whether or not, you know, I mean, he obviously struggled a little bit, ended up moving from second place in Connecticut to fourth place after Silvano Alves had such a fantastic week. Valderrant's still holding on to the lead. Now, they're all going to Billings, Montana this next weekend. I'm curious to see how Valderrant's going to do coming off of this injury. Silvano Alves is riding so strong. Obviously, the reigning world champion from last year, you know, you're not going to be able to keep a guy like that out of the picture, and he is certainly going to make a run. Whether he's friends with Valderrant or not, that's the cool thing about this sport is these guys are all friends, but, hey, they want to be crowned that world champion, and they want that world champion buckle, so they are definitely going to – the competition is going to be stepped up, I believe, this week in Billings, Montana.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm just looking here online, and all of them have stuff going on right now, but, you know, Alves is – he's doing really well right now, and he's placed in the top 10 at the last couple events. So you're going to have to stay tuned because it's going to be so close, back and forth. You know, big events every weekend, big money up for grabs as well. So I think it's anyone's deal right now. I don't think – there's a top contender. They all seem to be getting a couple of little injuries here and there, but like I said, that's the name of the game.
Well, you know, speaking of anybody's game, we got to talk about the winner of this week's event. And I know that that is just going to make you thrilled to death because it's one from your hometown. From your homeland, I should say, from the land down under, you know, you get a guy, an Australian cowboy, Lachlan Richardson, mm-hmm. comes out, makes his Bill Ford Tough Series debut, 19-year-old cowboy, comes up on tour, gets an invitation here in America to ride in Connecticut, and comes out and wins the event. How cool is that?
Go Australia! I got to brag on this guy for a bit. I haven't, you know, the name sounds so familiar, and I haven't been back on the rodeo circuit in Australia for the past 2 years because I've been over here. But he was the, from looking here, the only guy to cover all four of his bulls. And he earned a nice little check of $38,900. Now, that is not the type of money we see in Australia. So I can just imagine how excited and over the moon he is. And, I mean, it's not all about the money, but just to go out there as a rookie at such a big event with all these top guys and win it, I can only imagine how over the moon he is. And I'm backing him. Yeah.
Well, I know you are. Now, I've got a question for you. $38,000, how many kangaroos or Vegemites would that buy?
Oh, I don't know if you can buy kangaroos. They're kind of like deer or antelope. They're pests. But that would buy a lot of jars of Vegemite. That's way too much Vegemite, if you ask me.
Well, now, let me ask you, with $38,000, how many cars would that buy over there?
3/4 of 1.
I know that they are pretty expensive over there. As we were talking about this weekend, now I was overhearing. We were in the parade, and obviously we were with Tim the Wild Thing Leopard and Team Ghost Riders out here this weekend. But Tim was asking you all kinds of questions about Australia, and man, that was so much fun. So that's why I had to throw that out there to you. But I know that he's happy, and congratulations to him. A good friend of mine from back home in Florida, Brian Corson, back in 2005, got an invite to go to his first Built Ford Tough Series event, Jacksonville, Florida. One of the first bull riders on the PBR circuits to actually do that. Shows up at a Built Ford Tough Series event and wins it. Now we've got an Australian doing the same thing, 19-year-old cowboy, and wow. That's impressive, and it says a lot for Australia. Obviously, you've got guys like Ben Jones, you know. You've got Pete and Jared Farley. You've got Brendan Clark. You know, the Australian Cowboys are really making a name for themselves. And, you know, we just keep seeing more and more talent come through there. You know, you and I had an opportunity to really talk a lot about the Australian rodeos and the Australian bull ridings that go on, and the breeding, the animals that are over there now. How difficult do you think it is for a guy like Richardson to transition and come over here, get on his first American bulls, and win his first event?
That's going to be tough. You know, it's still tough in Australia, but it's a whole nother game over here. Just the traveling, you know, even just that many spectators to be in front of, and even just to be behind the chutes with these world champions that I'm sure Lachlan has looked up to all of his life. And, you know, I know a lot of guys come over here for a couple of months, do a stint, and then go back home. And, you know, like you said, Ben Jones and Brandon and Brendan Clark, sorry, and the Farley brothers, you know, I know Pete Farley was back home for a while. He actually got injured and has stayed back home for a little while. But, you know, they come over here, and if they can stick it out, they'll make it, because we do have some really good bull riders back home, and they are really tough. I mean, to be 19 years old and come over here, I know that's got to be tough. But I think if he can just stick it out and remember what his goal is and not let any of the fame and things like that go to his head, because that's a big deal over here in America. You know, cowboys are famous to an extent in Australia, but it's not all over TV, and it's not huge, big, major sponsors. It's still a very family sport. Not that it isn't here, but it's, you know, you just don't get the fan base and things like that in Australia. So if he can just stay level-headed and keep his feet on the ground and also learn a lot from these other guys, I'm sure that a lot of them are going up and you know, giving him a pat on the back and talking to him. So if he can just take all of that in, I think he can do really well. He's young. He's got a lot of years ahead of him. So I'm hoping that he can stick it out, and we'll see some more wins under his belt.
Well, I would say that we're probably going to hear a lot more from this cowboy after watching him this weekend in Connecticut. Now, the PBR will be making their stop, their next stop here in Billings, Montana. And you fans, I know, will have the opportunity to get over there. And hopefully you'll be able to get up that way and go see him. Montana's a little bit far for our range. But, man, a lot of PBR left to go. Now, they do have the break, which I know that I'm looking forward to because of the fact that, some of these guys need some rest. When you got guys injuries, you know, dealing with injuries. Austin Meyer obviously bouncing back, winning the 15-on-15 matchup this weekend, but he's been dealing with a shoulder injury. You know, JB, Valderon now, some of the top guys are taking their shots, but they're still up there on top for a reason, because they're sticking it out, they're cowboying up, and they're making some rides. Fans, Katie, we're fresh out of time. We have had a great Monday show, and obviously want to thank Monty Stevie and Spud Whitman for coming on board here with us this morning. I know that Wednesday we're looking forward to having the morning coffee with Rob Smets. Now, he was in Canada this past weekend. He's still up there in Canada, so they may not even let him across the border. So we'll have to stay tuned, and hopefully we'll have him on board for our morning coffee show on Wednesday. And, of course, we've got True Cowboy Radio that'll be coming up, and look forward to a great interview there. And we're going to be in Woodville, Texas this weekend. Friday, I believe, we're going to be on the road heading to Woodville, Texas, during our morning coffee show. So we're going to have a unique show there. We'll kind of throw that out, and that'll be interesting. I think you're going to have to co-host it, or host the show while I'm co-hosting and driving down there to Woodville, Texas. It should be fun.
That's all right. I'm going to sleep most of the way anyway.
I know it. Well, we definitely have the Making 8 studio and are hitting the road. So, fans, make sure to stay tuned. And if you missed our archives from this past weekend in Miami, you can go to the archives. Go to Making8Rodeo.com. Go to the video archives. G-Money Rodeo channel is where it's at. You can find it there. We've also got the links posted there on our homepage. So make sure to get over and check us out. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We will definitely see you guys. Hopefully everybody will be tuned in this week to all of our rodeo chat and radio shows that we have airing on Making8Rodeo.com. Want to thank Mike Anderson for helping as our radio show coordinator, putting things together. And, we have a great team assembled here. Frank Skidmore running the productions for our webcasting. Couldn't have gone any better this weekend, and we look forward to so much more from Woodville, Texas this weekend. So, until Wednesday or whenever we see you on the Facebook or Twitter sites, Fans, make sure to have yourself a great, fantastic Monday. Let's kick the week off right, and we look forward to a rodeo weekend coming up. So stay tuned. We'll see you guys down the rodeo road. Take care, and so long.
Making eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall.